All right, high school roundtable. Things get going on News Radio 1070 WKOK with Shikellamy. First up is the Chief, Dave Ritchie. Dave, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Hey, well, it's good to be back and doing something that appears almost normal. But I've been doing fine, Steve. I've been listening to your show most days, and that helps me get through things. You and Matt doing a great job as usual.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. Okay, so what kind of read in this most unusual of seasons do you have in Shikellamy at this point?
Well, you know, when you don't have the opportunity to go to practice like I have in the past or because of the pandemic, and
sure.
So you have to go a little bit with what you know about the team that came back from last year. And also, with Coach Kaiser, we've got a new head coach, and there are several new assistants, so there's a lot of enthusiasm, both with the coaching staff and, of course, with the kids. But I'm almost betting money that we're going to have one of the best quarterbacks in the league in Drew Balestrini. This will be his third year, and he's very athletic, and he has improved, running the team. He's one of those kind of players that takes charge, and once in a while, you know, you might not want him to do some of the things he does because he might get hurt. But after he pulls out of it and makes a big play, you say, well, I'm glad he did it. So that's one of the strengths I think that the Braves are going to have. They're also going to have a couple of kids that ran a lot last year. They've got three backs that are coming back. In the offensive line, there's two offensive linemen back, and we got two really nice wide receivers, two kids from the basketball team that are 6'6 and 6'5 playing at wideout. So offensively, I think the Braves are going to play very well.
All right, so what's the area of the football team that going in could be a question mark, but if they answer the questions, Shikellamy becomes pretty good? What area of that team would it be?
I would say the offensive line. I know they yeah. scrimmaged Montoursville, who is a very good football team, especially this year, one of probably the top teams in the area. They scrimmaged them last week, and the offense struggled, but they were down two starters in the offensive line. I've been a stickler that your offense goes as far as those five guys up front take you. And last year they had some kids that came around the last five games of the season. They won four. They went up to Central Mountain and scored 55 points. They averaged over 30 points
right.
those last five games. So I'm hoping that carries over. But that losing several of those offensive linemen, that is my – especially running the wing T like Coach Kaiser has done that Dan Dillon now is doing here – that's my question mark. So we'll find a lot out on Friday night.
Chief, always great to have you with us. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Steve. It's always good to be back. And the Braves always play well up at Mill Hall. So we're hoping that they continue with that and come back with the victory to get started. So, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
It'd be a great start. Dave, thanks so much. Then we'll go to Zach Showers then from Sealands Grove. Hello, Zach. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself, Steve?
Great to have you with us on the show. Great to have you back. Okay, so no scrimmages, just practice. How much of a mystery is all this to you?
Well, actually, Sealands Grove did have a scrimmage on Saturday, we do know a little bit. But you know how scrimmages are. You're only going to show so much in that, especially leading up to a game. So, yeah, I think this year is a little bit of a mystery. There's no doubt about that. Sealands Grove's schedule looks drastically different than what it was originally. But we're playing football tomorrow night, so I know our broadcast team's excited to be back and to be able to provide a game for a lot of people that probably won't be able to get to see it.
Right, exactly. All right, so for the success of Sealands Grove, where does it start? What does it revolve around?
Well, defensively, about half your starters are back, but there's every position, there's a lot of starters back and guys that have seen time. So I think from what we saw in the scrimmage, and this is typical, the defense is a little bit ahead of the offense. just naturally this time of year. It all starts with the 3-5 defense. They're going to be aggressive. Mm-hmm. There's three starting linebackers that are back that all played big roles last year, and some of them that you really saw that sophomore to junior jump. And then offensively, it's going to be a little bit different. I think a lot of people in the Valley know that Salem's Grove's starting quarterback the last 2 years, Danny Schock, actually moved to Georgia to mm-hmm. pursue some other football opportunities there. So Coy Bastian, who had been in the competition a couple years ago, didn't play last season. He decided to come out for the team and has taken on the leadership role at quarterback. He's not quite the thrower that Danny was. He's probably a little better athlete. He's actually committed to Bucknell to wrestle. So they're going to see a little bit of a new offense this year, a little bit more pistol, and a lot of athletes in the running game this year compared to the past.
What aren't you sure about?
That's a good question. I think right now there's some inexperience, some optimism, but inexperience, especially in the offensive line, and that was a problem last year. I think week one, you never know what the other team's going to throw at you. Milton was 0-10 last year, so they did not have a real good season. But that can be a little scary going into week one. If you get a little bit overconfident, if that's possible to do in a week one matchup, because Milton's just going to throw the house at you and make your offensive line have to adjust to quite a bit from the get-go.
All right, so how do you assess the opener? Because obviously you're not going to know a lot about the other team either.
Right. Yeah, there's interesting. There's a little bit of tape, but there was three teams that were scrimmaging in the game, so it was a little hard to figure some of that out. There's no doubt that Salem's Grove is going to be the favorite. It's going to be a matter of if they can get that running game going and can handle that aggressiveness of Milton. I think there's potential to put some points up on the board against their defense. Defensively, Milton's going to come out and spread things out, try to throw the ball and get their athletes in space. I honestly like Salem's Grove's matchups, especially with their outside linebackers, Brandon Heil and Scotty Kissinger, and inside Ryan Ahmet. And you also have a junior safety in Teak Hoover that played a lot of time last year. So I think those guys, I expect the defense to show up and really be able to stop the Milton offense tomorrow night.
Zach, appreciate it very much. Thanks so much for your time. Great to have you back.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me back.
All right. Lewisburg thoughts. Great to welcome back Greg Wetzel, who I believe now is a 3 handicap. Greg, welcome. Yeah.
79 today, Steve.
Well, pretty good. Pretty good.
I'll take it.
Oh, I'd take it. I'd take it any day. I think I shot 79 3 weeks ago, but it was the first time in 3 years I broke 80.
Okay.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Beauty.
So I know the feeling. So in a year where it's hard to get a read on anything, what is your read on Lewisburg?
Well, you know, last year they only graduated 5 seniors, so they have a lot of returning kids that have played a lot of football. The two question marks they have are quarterback, because they graduated a 4-year starter in Nick Shedleski, and who's going to take the lead at running back? Max Moyers is back after a knee injury. How's he coming back? He says he's 100%. If he's 100%, their offense should do pretty well.
All right, so, but he has to have something around him. So around him, is the supporting cast enough to make him even more effective?
Well, that's their strength is in their skilled players. So they have good wide receivers. They have good a lot of running backs that have a lot of experience. What they don't have is a quarterback yet, and they are running 2 kids at quarterback, and both of them played different positions last year. Ethan essentially filled in for Max Moyers when he got hurt, became the leading rusher on the team. And then they have a Jack Landis, who was a wideout last year on the team, and he's also running. And plus, Steve, they're changing their offense. They're going from like a pro set offense to a triple option offense.
Wow. Yeah, and that takes a little bit to adjust to, too, especially in the blocking scheme, doesn't it?
Well, the coach, I talked with the coach, and he said they haven't changed much in the blocking scheme. What it comes down to is the read of the quarterbacks. And hopefully one of them steps up and does the job. But they have the athletes to be able to do it. It's just, can they take that step mentally, I think? Can they take that step mentally to play that offense?
Right. All right, so defensively, what part of the defensive side is a strength? Then we'll flip it as to what is a question mark that, if it answers questions, suddenly makes the defense really good.
The strength of the defense is the defensive backfield. They have six kids back there who have played a lot of football. Now, they're not all going to be on the field at one time, of course, but they're going to be able to rotate kids out, in and out, and keep them fresh. So that's their strength. The weakness is, can the defensive line step up and put pressure on the quarterback and with the linebackers stop the run? And if they can do that, I think they'll have a very good defense. They did well against Peelings Grove in the scrimmage on Saturday, but can that carry over now to the regular season games?
How much of a mystery is, because, I mean, you prepare a lot. So you prepare Lewisburg, you prepare the opponent. How much of a mystery is this opening game to you?
None at all. Central Columbia returns 16 starters from last year.
So they got almost everybody back, yeah.
Yeah, they had just about everyone back. We know they, you know, Lewisburg knows the offense they're going to run. They know the defense they're going to run because the coaching staff has been there for several years. So that's not a mystery. Last year, the Lewisburg and Central played to a 24-21 overtime game. So the teams are evenly matched. Central's going to be able – they have their leading receiver back and their two top rushers plus their quarterback, and they have four returning linemen. So they're going to be a great test for Lewisburg.
Always a pleasure, my friend, the master of the lob wedge.
I don't know about that, but if I could master that club, I might get really serious.
Wouldn't we all? I was listening to, I think it was Michael Breed, and he said, I always laugh. No, it was Gary Williams. It was Gary Williams of Golf Channel. He said, I always laugh when I watch everybody driver at the driving range, one after another, after another, after another. Then I'll go over to the area where they're chipping and putting. He said, He said, guess which guy is going to score better?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That lob wedge, I might as well not even take it with me.
Oh, my goodness. Greg, thanks so much, my friend. Great to have you back.
Hey, great to be here, Steve.
You bet. Lewisburg is on 100.9 The Valley, Selinge Grove on Eagle 107, and Shigalemi on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Valley plays high school football tomorrow night.